This is Diana Waring, author of Reaping the Harvest, a book about parenting teenagers, and I'd like to read you an excerpt from chapter one entitled Enjoy Them. A few months ago, Bill had to go out of town for several days. Can I tell you honestly that this is not my favorite scenario? Extra pressure, responsibility, and juggled schedules weigh heavily on the single parent, whether long-term or temporary. So I was doing my best to keep everyone on task, fed, and in their right minds, when suddenly Melody, my daughter, called out, "Mom, the water coming out of the faucet is blue!" What on earth? I ran downstairs to the kitchen, and sure enough, the water was a weird bluish-greenish color, though it was getting lighter and lighter the longer the water ran. Thoughts of chemical spills in our city water system raged through my mind while panic grabbed my pumping heart. Newspaper headlines appeared before my eyes. Toxic waste discovered in sink. Don't drink anything. I'll call the city water department right away. The lady on the other end of the line was a little puzzled, but she said she'd send someone over right away. In the meantime, I ran to all of our other sinks to see what color water they were producing. Everything else was normal. Weird, weird, weird. A few minutes later, a polite man from the city showed up at our door. I showed him the evidence, saved in a mason jar, while describing the horror I felt at what was certainly a bizarre chemical situation. He looked quite concerned and asked me about our outside water faucets as I took him around to check our garden hoses. Michael, my 18-year-old son, poked his head around the corner of the house where he was painting the trim. "Michael, do you know anything about blue water coming out of the faucet?" I approached in panicked concern, trailed by the equally concerned city waterman. The moment I saw his surprised, deer caught in the headlights expression, the jig was up. Yeah, Mom, I do. It's food coloring. My jaw fell to the ground in disbelief. It was you? A what will happen to me if I tell you the answer grin was on his face. "Why did you put food coloring in the faucet, Michael?" "Well, just wanting to surprise you and Melody." I turned to the polite city waterman and saw his huge grin. Well, I thought, let's make it grins all around. So I smiled at Michael. I smiled at the man and said, "Oops." The man was still smiling as he walked away. I turned to Michael and said with amused amazement, "I can't believe you did that." And Michael looked at me with a sheepish grin and he said, "I can't believe you called the city water guys." With that, we both burst out laughing and went inside to tell Melody all that had transpired. What route to relationships with teens did I discover in this situation? Relax, chill out, grin, and enjoy them. Enjoy them. Enjoy their quirky sense of humor. Enjoy their ideas of how to spend vacation time. Enjoy their discussions of what's being studied together. Enjoy their driving. Eek! Well, that one's easier said than done. Enjoy their room design and decor. Though suggestions may be quite appropriate from time to time. You know, I have found that life looks better when your bed is made and your clothes are put away. Enjoy their hairstyle and clothing selection. I must confess, I still add my 2 cents if we're going on a family outing. We're currently going through an orange phase with Melody. Orange blouses, orange skirts, orange sweatshirts, orange lipstick. And as much as it pains me to admit this, I'm actually beginning to enjoy the color. We're beginning to find that we don't always agree about their style or their decisions. Big decisions, yes. Little decisions, no. It may not be easy for us to stop being the decider of clothing style, fashion, color. It may not be easy for us to appreciate a hairstyle that reminds us of a baboon. It may not be easy for us to enjoy the room decor our teens find attractive. But as they are making the transition to adulthood, it becomes increasingly important for us to live graciously with these changing teenagers. We must give them space to develop and grow into the individuals God has created them to be. And to do that requires an attitude of enjoyment for the uniqueness of each one.